Normally, Ukrainians travel abroad to get organ transplants, but the Russian invasion has prompted the country to find ways to perform those operations within its own borders. And that's why, as reporter Daniel Ackerman explains, Ukrainian doctors traveled to Boston for a quick course in lung transplants.
Dr. Sergei Melnichuk practices heart and lung surgery at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. But he grew up in Ukraine, and he traveled back there this past April during the chaotic early days of the Russian invasion. He went to teach trauma care at three local hospitals, where beds were filling up with wounded people. Melnichuk saw roadsides littered with burnt-out tanks and trees with their canopies blown away by missiles.
And that's your country where you grow up, and you can't recognize it. It was hurting my heart. It was painful.
He wanted to do more to help. And at the hospitals he visited, he kept getting the same question.
In all three hospitals, they were asking about transplants. And so I was like, why are you so interested in transplants? You're in times of war.
He learned that Ukraine didn't have a full-service organ transplant center. Previously, if a patient needed a new set of lungs, the government would send them abroad. But neighboring countries have made it harder for foreigners to get transplants. Plus, the procedure can cost more than $100,000. And the war has slashed Ukraine's healthcare budget. Оксана Дмитрієва is a member of parliament in Ukraine and a former doctor. She says many doctors in the country are working without pay. Since the war started, the government hasn't been able to send transplant patients abroad. Some with end-stage lung disease are dying. So when Dmitrieva met Melnichuk during his April visit to Ukraine, they hatched a plan. Ukraine would send a team of 13 doctors to Boston. Melnichuk would spend 3 months training them on lung and heart transplants.
Our original plan was that they would just rent Airbnb and they would live in apartments and be close to the hospital. But the Ministry of Health is pretty broke right now.
So instead, Boston area families volunteered to house the doctors. Vitaly Sokolov, a thoracic surgeon from Kyiv, says his host family insists on doing all the cooking.
I proposed several times, can I help you in any way? Can I go to a grocery store? No. I would say that I have another mother and father in the States.
But Sokolov wakes at 5 each morning to call his own family back in war-torn Kyiv to make sure they have electricity and heat. Then he heads into the hospital. There's no transplant today. Instead, the patient on the operating table needs a leaky heart valve repaired. But it's still a chance for Melnichuk to share his surgical techniques. Wearing a blue gown, he leans over the patient, picks up a knife, and cuts into the space between two ribs. Half a dozen technicians surround him, handing off surgical instruments and monitoring the patient for blood clotting.
ACT is 300 climbing, orange is on.
Melnichuk has conducted this medical orchestra hundreds of times before, but today, the procedure sounds a bit different. As Sokolov and another Ukrainian doctor look on, Melnichuk explains his technique in Ukrainian. Outside the operating room, he says it means a lot to speak his native language at work.
Well, this was actually the first time in my life to speak Ukrainian. It's I'm actually very, very happy. I'm very grateful that I had this chance to somehow give back something to my country.
In December, the 13 visiting doctors will return to Kyiv, hoping to bring a brighter future for Ukraine's transplant patients, even in dark times. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Ackerman in Boston.